Sometimes the world looks perfect, nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. Standing tall on the wings of my dream, rise and fall on the wings of my dream. The rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. It's my life, my dream, nothing's gonna stop me. Now.
Harriet, Harriet, come over and look. The Christmas present my mother sent me from Naples.
Let me see.
Oh, Balky, it's beautiful. Is it hand-carved?
Yeah, yes, it's a Davros cup. It's made by the finest artist on Nepos, Davros Praxiteles.
Look at the detail on it.
It takes him 1 year just to carve one cup.
Hey, what is this? Just because it's Christmas Eve doesn't mean we're not still working here. Come on, clear the area. Let's go.
Mr. Goldfield.
What?
Look, the beautiful cup my mother sent you for Christmas.
I know, I heard. Your mother loves you, she gave you a present. I'm all choked up. Bartok Evans, what are you doing?
You said you were choking, I'm giving you the ham hock maneuver.
I'm over it.
Cousin. What are you mugged?
Worse. I went shopping on Christmas Eve. It's a madhouse out there. This. Huh? What do you think?
Well, I don't know. I think it's a little busy for you, but...
No. It's not for me. It's for Jennifer.
Oh, well. In that case, it's quietly elegant.
Cost me $125, but it's worth it. I'm going to give it to Jennifer at our party tonight. And just between you and me, I think she's going to be thrilled. So, you're having a little Christmas party tonight, eh, Appleton? A party? We're not having a party. I wouldn't call it a party. As such, you know, just a few people getting together and killing time. I'll have to watch that on Lifestyles of the Rich and Boring.
You didn't ask Mr. Gorpley to the party?
No, I didn't ask Mr. Gorpley to the party.
Well, why not? He's gonna feel left out.
He is left out. Balky, this is our first annual Christmas party. I want it to be a time for all our friends to gather together and share an evening filled with Christmas spirit. If Mr. Gorpley came, he'd ruin everything.
Oh, come on. How can you say that?
It's easy. He'd ruin everything. I don't want him at the party. Great news. I'm free to spend Christmas with you. What do you mean, so what? No, I didn't ask my wife, but I have a hunch she doesn't want to spend Christmas with me. She's been remarried for 2 years. So how about it? Can I come over for Christmas? No, I understand. No, you've got family coming over. Okay. I'll try you again next year. Yeah. Bye, Mom.
Mr. Gorp...
Bartok Evans.
About tonight, Cousin Larry and I... Cousin Larry and I...
course, Letty and I are horrible.
What is the matter, Bartokomus? You got tinsel caught in your throat?
No, I was wondering, do you have a place to go for Christmas Eve?
Me? Sam the Man Gorpley? I got invitations running out my ears. Do I have any place to go for Christmas? What a laugh.
Oh, boy, what a relief. I'll tell you, funny thing.
What?
For a second over there. I was going to ask you if you wanted to come to our party.
Okay.
Okay, what?
Okay, I'll come to your party.
You will?
Yes, I will see you tonight. Okay?
Okay. Okay!
Okay.
Okay.
Falky? Huh? Will you look at this? Is this going to be a perfect Christmas party or what?
Wow.
All right, now the guests will be coming any minute. I want you to try the eggnog. Tell me if it's okay.
Huh? Mmm. Perfect.
It is, isn't it?
Cousin, a funny, funny thing happened while I was taking down the decorations at work.
Napkins.
I was just finishing taking down the decorations for Mr. Gorpley.
You know, I knew Gorpley was slime. But making you work late on Christmas Eve is a new low, even for him. What do you think? Should I add another log? I mean, here. I want people to be warm, but I don't want them to sweat.
Perfect.
Valky, it doesn't get any better than this.
Well, we gotta talk about that.
What could be better than a party at Christmas with the people you care about?
How about this? How about inviting someone to that party who is less fortunate than you are?
Great idea.
Really?
We'll have to remember to do that next year.
Well, cousin, I took it upon myself to do it this year.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, you are incredible.
Well, you don't know the half of it.
Oh, so who is it? Where'd you find this unfortunate person?
Well, to answer the second question first, I met him down at the paper. Beautiful.
Who is it?
You know what? This is the best eggnog I have ever had anywhere. Seconds.
Who is it?
Who is whom?
Who is coming to our party?
What party?
The Christmas party.
When?
The Christmas party we are having here tonight.
Oh, that Christmas party. What was the question? Oh, goodness. That might be Mr. Gorpley now.
Thank you. invited Mr. Gorpley? Are you crazy? I specifically said I did not want him at the party.
Well, you also say that you thought the Christmas party would be a time when all your friends would gather around and share the Christmas spirit.
He is not my friend.
Well, he is my friend, and it's my party too, and I'm going to let him in.
I am not going to let Mr. Gorpley ruin the best Christmas party of all time.
Ha! Let me...
Yeah? Who is there?
It's Harriet, and I'm ready to party.
It's Harriet.
Oh!
Come on in, Mary.
Hi, Harry.
Merry Christmas.
Hi, Harry.
Hi, nice to see you, Jimmy. Come on in.
Everybody just throw your coat off and put your presents down and go have yourself to some eggnog and let us know if there's too much nog.
Shh! One tooth.
Hola. Who is it?
Ramon? Is that you?
It's Lydia! Oh, Lydia! Come on in!
Whoa! Referee! Muy macho!
Feliz Navidad!
Lydia, so good to see you. Come sit down. Take off your wrap. My heavens. Now sit down.
Shh! Close it with your food!
And who might that be?
Oh, sorry, we must have the wrong apartment.
No, it's Marianne!
Oh, Marianne!
Oh. Hi, Jennifer, come on in. Oh, Merry Christmas, you look beautiful.
Hi, Marianne, come on.
Oh. Come on in.
Balcony, what is going on?
Well, Cousin Lad is having a nervous breakdance because... just because I invited someone to the party who is a little less fortunate than we are.
Huh. Real classy, Larry. Well, that's very nice, Balky. Now, what's this guy's name?
Mr. Gorpley.
Good night, everyone.
Wait.
Now, just because he's invited doesn't mean we have to let him in. When he knocks on the door, we'll all be quiet, and he'll think he's got the wrong apartment.
I can't believe this. No one can be that bad.
The man's a sweetheart.
Okay. Mr. Gorpley is not popular. I get that. And I'm in an okay place about it. But let me just say this. I invited him to this house, and when he comes here, I'm gonna let him in.
Shh! Bartogamas? Appleton? I know you're in there. This has happened before, you know.
This happened last year at Lydia's birthday party.
We tried to outwait him. We sat in the dark for 4 hours listening to a man pound on the door.
It was 5 hours and I brought a sleeping bag this time.
I guess we're gonna have to let him in.
Well, now I'm disheveled. Now look, everyone. You're gonna see that I'm right. Deep down inside Mr. Gorpley, there is an ember of the Christmas spirit. And if we just treat him with some kindness, I think we can fan it into a flame.
Good, I'll get the matches.
Harriet, you don't mean that. Now look, how about when we open the door, we give him a really beautiful Merry Christmas. Really good one. Merry Christmas!
How festive. Looks like Kris Kringle threw up all over your living room. having a good time, Mr. Gorpley?
Better than a poke in the eye with a sharp stick.
It's present time, present time!
You must have all been good little boys and girls because Balky Klaus has presents for all of you. Okay. This one is for Harriet from Lydia.
Nice, Lydia. They're giving them away at the gas station with every fill-up.
And this one is to Lydia from Harriet.
Open it!
Open it! Oh, it's the new Nora Trueblood Adams mystery. I have been dying to read this.
No, no.
I'll save you 600 pages. The Countess did it.
Why don't we see if he can swallow this sideways?
No, no, no.
Sit down, please. Sit down, please. This is not Geraldo. Now, let me see here. This one is to Jennifer from Marianne, your roommate.
Oh!
Open it! Oh, wait. This one is to Jennifer from Larry. Open it!
Open it! Wait. Open mine first.
Oh, Marianne, this is lovely, but this must have cost you a fortune.
It did. $29.95.
Wow! I've seen him for $125. Why don't you open up the present from Appleton? I'm dying to see what that is.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't really the time.
Oh, gee, thanks, Larry. This is really nice. You know, you just can't have too many of these.
Yeah, good move, Appleton. Boy, I bet you feel like a real jerk. All right, that's it. You're out of here.
Let's get out of here!
Wait a minute! Don't you see what's happening?
Yeah! We're taking out the trash! Yeah.
You've turned into a Christmas mob.
Well, he's been asking for it all night.
And we're gonna give it to him!
To me, you don't want to hurt anybody. Especially on Christmas Eve.
Oh, relax, Bartokomus. These people can't hurt me. You think by throwing me out of here you're gonna spoil my Christmas? Hey, I've had rotten Christmases before. Like the one 3 years ago, when my wife said, Merry Christmas, I'm divorcing you. Or how about that one when I was in high school, and I finally met my real father. And he stuck around long enough to have a drumstick and steal all the money that I had saved for college. Or there was always the one when I was 8, and our trailer burned down. No, wait a minute, no. That was a good Christmas. I got to sleep in a real bed at the Red Cross. So don't worry about me getting hurt on Christmas. It's not going to happen. But it wouldn't be Christmas if somebody didn't try. Happy holidays.
No, not that. That's okay. That's enough. Come and sit over here. Come and sit down. We can't let you go. We haven't finished opening the presents.
I am sure you can handle that without me.
No, we can't because one of the presents is for you.
Oh, why, come on, for me? A present? Get real, Bartakamas.
I have never been realer. I believe that this is your name on the tag.
To Mr. Gorpley, have a Merry Christmas from your friend, Balky.
Open it, open it.
Balky, that was a gift from your mama.
Why are you giving this to me? I thought it meant a lot to you.
It does mean a lot to me. It's a gift of love. And my mother taught me that a gift of love has to go to the one who needs it the most. And right now, that's you.
I don't have a gift for you.
Yes, you do. If you take my gift, then you're giving me a gift.
Nothing like this has ever happened to me. I don't know what to say. Nobody's ever given me a gift that meant something before. Oh, I feel kind of strange. Sort of warm. Like I'm almost starting to like you people.
What you're feeling is the Christmas spirit.
Do you feel this every Christmas?
Except for Balky. He feels like this every day.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Gorpley.
Merry Christmas, Sam. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I'm sorry I tried to lock you out, Mr. Gorpley.
I would have done the same thing in your place. Merry Christmas, Appleton.
Merry Christmas.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory